Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism, Power, Presence, and Perspective. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, if you're feeling like a human pretzel knotted up with stress and anxiety lately, you are absolutely not alone. It's 2023, folks, the world is spinning faster than ever, and it can feel like we're all trying to juggle flaming torches while riding unicycles on a tightrope. Sounds fun, right? Not so much. But guess what? Stoicism isn't about becoming some Zen master immune to life's chaos. It's about equipping ourselves with the mental tools to navigate that chaos, find clarity in the storm, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. And today, we're diving headfirst into some powerful strategies for managing stress and anxiety because, hey, we all deserve a little peace of mind, right? Firstly, let's talk about acceptance. Ever felt like you were fighting against reality, trying to control every little thing, and ending up exhausted and frustrated? That's a major recipe for stress. Stoicism teaches us to accept what we can't change. Now, that doesn't mean giving up or becoming passive. It means focusing our energy on what we can control. Our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. When you face the stressful situation, take a deep breath, acknowledge it for what it is, and ask yourself, what can I do right now to make things better? Next up, mindfulness. This one is super important. It's about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. Think of it as hitting the pause button on your thoughts, especially those pesky anxious ones that keep replaying in your head like a broken record. Practice grounding techniques. Notice the sensations in your body, the sounds around you, the feeling of your feet on the ground. This helps to bring you back into the here and now where true peace resides. Now, let's talk about reframing. We've all been there. Caught in a negative thought spiral, convinced that everything is going wrong. Stoicism encourages us to challenge those thoughts and look at situations from different perspectives. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is there another way to look at this? Remember, your thoughts are not facts, they're interpretations. By consciously choosing to reframe negative thoughts into more positive or neutral ones, you can shift your entire emotional landscape. Remember that stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about understanding and managing your emotions effectively. Don't try to suppress your feelings, acknowledge them, but don't let them control you. Journaling can be a really helpful tool for processing emotions. It allows you to release those pent-up thoughts and gain clarity. And finally, remember the power of connection. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Reach out to loved ones, engage in meaningful conversations, spend time with people who uplift and inspire you. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Let's say you're stuck in traffic, feeling that familiar knot of stress tightening in your chest. You could easily get caught up in the frustration arc, I'm going to be late. Why is everyone driving so slow? Instead, try this. Use this time as an opportunity for mindfulness. Breathe deeply, notice the sights and sounds around you, maybe even listen to a calming song. You might be surprised how quickly your stress levels ease. Well, think about using the extra time to call a friend or loved one, turn that commute into a chance to connect. So there you have it, five powerful strategies for managing stress and anxiety, grounded in Stoic principles. Remember, life is going to throw curveballs, it's inevitable. But by cultivating inner strength, embracing mindfulness, and fostering positive connections, we can navigate the chaos with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of perspective. Ready to take action? I want you to choose one strategy from today's episode that resonates with you and commit to practicing it for the next week. Track your progress, notice how it impacts your overall well-being, and share your experience with me. You can tag me on social media at Daily Stoicism, leave a comment on our website, or even send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Until tomorrow, keep striving for that inner peace, one mindful moment at a time. This is Madison Lane signing off from Daily Stoicism. Power, Presence, and Perspective.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.